Welcome to the Teacher Toolkit Podcast, supporting teacher workload and student impact, one episode at a time.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources, and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance, and research-based publications.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Suella Fernandez, MP. Hi Suella, could you introduce yourself to listeners and tell us what you do?
Hi, I'm Suella Fernandez. I'm the Conservative Member of Parliament for Fareham, and I was elected in 2015, and I sat on the Education Select Committee in Parliament. But prior to that, I co-founded Michaela Community School, which I chaired until earlier this year.
Okay, excellent. So we'll pick up on that shortly. But can I just take you back to when you were a child at school yourself? Can you remember any particular teacher and why?
Oh, I really enjoyed my school days, I have to say. And there was one teacher who really stood out, and her name was Doña Isabel. And she was my Spanish teacher, and I ended up doing Spanish A-level, basically because she brought Spanish to life. She was really approachable, and when I was entering my teens, I was a bit shy, a bit awkward, but she really took time for me and gave me a lot of confidence. And through her encouragement of questioning and never really making you feel stupid, I really flourished and I got an A in Spanish A-level.
Okay, great. So lots of very similar qualities for what makes a good MP. moving on, what one thing would you like to see change in education, if you could choose one thing?
Well, I would like to see... Well, I think there's been some really good changes since the Conservatives have been in government, I have to say. I would like to see more children have the chance to attend good or outstanding schools. There are still some schools out there where children are not getting access to the education that they deserve. And we want to make sure that all pupils, wherever they live, regardless of how wealthy their parents are or which postcode they or catchment area they fall into, they have a guarantee of a high quality, inspiring education, which enables them to realise their potential.
Okay, amen. Right, quick fire round. Tell the listeners one thing you've learnt this last academic year.
I did learn recently that... oh my goodness, what have I learnt this academic year?
Okay, I'll move on. I'll come back to you. What are you currently reading?
Oh, I'm reading a book called Clean Brexit by Liam Halligan and Dr. Gerard Lyons, and they are writing about how Britain can withdraw from the EU in a meaningful and smooth way.
Okay, so back to the other question. Let's go back to Michaela. Tell us one thing that you've learned about setting up a brand new school.
Setting up a school takes a lot of energy and tenacity. And despite facing obstacles and twists and turns and opponents and people who might think that you're crazy, having a strong leader, and I think Catherine Birbalsing as our headmistress at Michaela is definitely the epitome of a strong leader in education, a clear ethos, and being committed to good outcomes for children is what can get you through the rough days. And I'm really glad that we have stayed faithful to the principles of Michaela, despite a lot of fierce criticism. We've been very open. The team of teachers are very open to learning new ideas, to sharing their ideas. They're innovative. They are enterprising teachers. And I really think Michaela could be a model for how great schools can operate around the country.
Yeah, they've certainly got some great ideas to help reduce teacher workload. What are you working on at the moment? Can you give us some insight?
In Parliament?
Generally personal, or Parliament if you want to go to keep it professional?
Well, in Parliament, I am involved in a small way with Brexit. And there's a lot of legislation to get through the House of Commons. There are lots of plans that the government's making for Brexit because we're facing a great opportunity, but also a complex challenge. And so there's a lot of... There's a lot of discussion and debate and writing and, working on Brexit planning. So that is something that is taking up my time. But also with Michaela, we were rated outstanding this mm-hmm. year, which was a great accolade for the work that all the teachers and Catherine have been putting in, and our pupils, obviously. And I know that, we are just hoping to, keep going with our great outcomes and prepare our first cohort for GCSEs.
And any personal projects at the moment?
Personally, I'm in the midst of wedding planning. Because I'm going to be getting married to Rail in a couple of months' time. And so we are trying on dresses, and we're organising flowers and choosing the cake and that kind of thing.
Okay, exciting. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
There are two people, I think, who would be great for you to interview. First of all, Catherine Birbalsing. Uh-huh. Having worked closely with her and co-founding Michaela Community School and being the chair of the governors of the school until just recently, I can attest to the formidable nature of Catherine. She's one of the greatest teachers I've ever come across. She's a real symbol of a strong school leader. And she is really changing the lives of children in Wembley, which is a part of London that I actually grew up in. And if I'd had my time again, I would have loved to have been taught by her, actually. Mm-hmm. So she would be a brilliant person to talk to. And also Nick Gibb, who has been the schools minister since 2010. And Nick, I think, really, as well as all the teachers who have worked tirelessly in our classrooms to improve our standards for children. Nick Gibb has been the minister who's led through a lot of our curriculum changes. For example, the phonics test, mm-hmm. and he introduced that, and he really believes in the need for more rigour. And I think it's thanks to that phonics test that we have seen, most recently in the international league tables, English schools advance in the league tables for the first time in 15 years. And I think that is down to the phonics requirement. And I think that's because we are forcing children to up their game when it comes to reading and writing, and making, making it more of a challenge, and therefore the outcomes are better. So I think Nick is a real pioneer for education, and he'd be a great person to talk to.
Okay, so Catherine and Nick, watch this space. I'm coming after you next. Okay, next question. What would be your number one tip for schools and teachers to help reduce workload?
Well, at Michaela, I've seen how the teachers there have pioneered time-saving methods, which are also really effective. And some of these methods are set out in the recent book written by the teachers called Battle Hymn of the Tiger Teachers. Mm-hmm. And in that book, you will find that we've cut out marking. So teachers don't have to take home piles and piles of exercise books and spend hours going through maths exercises or French exercises and ticking and crossing things. The teachers there have found that that's not the best way to provide feedback to children on what they're getting wrong. What they did find instead was that there are generally commonly made mistakes, and that you can actually provide feedback in class orally to children and make sure that they, and that's a better way of ensuring that they grasp the way they can correct their mistake. We also do use knowledge organisers. Mm-hmm. So instead of textbooks, which we don't use in Michaela, we actually organise the knowledge and the content in personalised folders that the children keep and create over their time at Michaela, mm-hmm. Thematically compiled. And that's been a really good way to enable the children to keep going back over things, as opposed to mm-hmm. just retaining things in a short-term manner. And that's been really great. So the book I really recommend, because it includes many of the strands of the ethos of Michaela, mm-hmm. Such as no excuses discipline, engaging parents, kindness, and obviously a knowledge-based curriculum. And I think they're a really good way that could help other teachers in mm-hmm. in other schools.
Well, I've got the book, and I'd certainly recommend it to listeners if you've not read it already, and certainly knowledge organisers, mm-hmm. not organisation, and verbal feedback, which is a project I'm conducting my own research in at the moment to help teacher workload. Okay, final question. Where can listeners find out more about you?
I have a website, suellafernandez.co.uk. You can also follow my public statements which are made in the House of Commons on the Hansard website or the They Work For You website. But also Michaela Community School has a policy of welcoming visitors. So, you know, if anyone out there is interested in learning more about what it's really like in Michaela, then you can get in contact with the school and they would be very happy to show you around.
Okay, thank you, Suella. Good luck with your wedding plans and all your MP work. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit, everyone. Find out more on our website and follow us on normal social media platforms using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thanks very much, Suella.
Happy Christmas.
And to you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.